to fly. WWJ News Time, 3:34. Coronavirus forcing many of us to stay away from friends and loved ones. Many businesses working from home. Schools have been shuttered. Sporting events called off. Since humans are social animals, how do we cope with that isolation? Paula Klieger, clinical psychologist with Psychological Assets in Birmingham, now joining us on the live line. Thank you, Paula, for being here. This is always a concern about people becoming lonely and depressed, especially this time of year before springtime, and we're really compounding it right now with these fears of coronavirus.
Yes, absolutely. So
tell us what you might be able to do if you're one of those people that is succumbing to panic and depression.
Well, I mean, first of all, I should say that everybody really is different. Everyone isn't the same. And so different people handle isolation and separation and change like this differently. So I should say that first. If you are someone who's accustomed to spending a lot of time with people in your work and so forth and so on, then one of the things that you want to try to do is to find ways to replicate, even though it's not exactly the same, to find things to do at home or with loved ones that you can spend some time with that allow you to continue to feel like you're connected and not disconnected, because the most difficult thing to accept is that the normal parts of your life have been disrupted. And so, and people tend to feel disconnected from activities, not just from people in general.
And so, I was going to say, what do you tell the people who are really afraid to leave their home? That really compounds the problem.
Absolutely. When people are really afraid to leave home, their home. This is a whole new experience for all of us. I think that you can't, it's not a simple answer. First of all, you need to understand a little bit about what the person needs to ask themselves, what are some of the additional reasons or historical reasons why they may not want to leave home. It may not just be because of this virus. It could be that they have had a history of being in a negative situation or a difficult situation in the past, that was outside of home. And so, the sense of home is a place for safety for them. And so now that we have this coronavirus, they may be more afraid to go outside. And so being more separated from people in home feels more secure, feels more safe. So that's one kind of situation with people who are dealing with isolation. They may enjoy the isolation, in fact, and the separation from others.
What do you think about social media at a time like this? Helpful or could it be a hindrance?
Well, one of the thoughts I had about that is that I think that people, if they're really going to manage being home and maybe away from people, is to plan ahead about how much social media you engage in. It's really important that if your schedule has been disrupted, and all of our schedules have been disrupted, it's important to try to carve out a new routine. And that routine should involve how much social media you engage in, even how much television you watch, or how many, you know, if you watch movies or whatever the case might be. Set some time aside to sit down and plan your day. Come up with a routine, because there may be several days that you are home and without people around or with limited contact with people. When we plan ahead, we tend to feel more in control and more in charge of our lives, and we may at least temporarily take a break from our worries about what's going on outside or even our fears and anxiety about what could happen if we were exposed to the virus. So routine, finding some daily routine, limiting the amount of social media, particularly negative social media. I also think it would be good for people to plan ahead about how much news they watch. because the news, even though certain stations tend to give us more of the facts versus what may be incomplete information, I think it can be very hard on the mind. People begin to engage in self-talk and negative self-talk and get more fearful if they're watching news that is just giving us the numbers constantly of the new cases and so forth. It may be a good idea to spend maybe an hour, a half hour or so, a few times a day looking at the news or watching social media. And then you might want to do, you know, some of those projects at home you haven't touched, like that closet that is in need of your attention, or, you know, that project that wood in the garage that you haven't done and you've been telling yourself for a long time you should really do. Identify things that you can carve out and do that make that more of a routine for a while.
All right. Dr. Paula Kleiger, clinical psychologist with Psychological Assets in Birmingham. We thank you very much for joining us here this afternoon. I'm sure your words can be a help to a lot of people.